There's concern backlash could hit Christian prisoners in one country. We'll tell you where and why. Today on Mission Network News, for Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris. Sometimes in attempts to correct one problem, more damage can be done. But what if we learned a different, maybe better way of sharing Christ's message? Find your place in the story on Mission Network News. The United States recently slapped Iranian groups and officials with new sanctions to punish human rights violations. Iran's notorious Evin prison was among those sanctioned. Prisoners there are subjected to brutal treatment such as physical assault and electric shock. Along with violent criminals, other inmates include political prisoners and Christians. After these sanctions, it'll be difficult to know what happens behind closed doors at Evin prison. However, Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran speculates that these sanctions could cause prison officials to lash out.
It would be tough for all the prisoners, especially the political and religious ones. In an act of defiance, Iran may even resort to more violence and torture of its prisoners. Currently, we know of 3 Christians held at Evin, but there may be much more held without trial.
Although life for Iranian Christians may seem dire, Heart for Iran is hearing stories of Iranians having miraculous dreams and visions of Jesus Christ and embracing him as their savior. The church is growing.
A lot of Iranians are organically and independently coming to know Jesus and following him as their savior. So we need to pray for their protection. We also need to pray for all of those non-Christian people at Evin and other prisons across Iran whose human rights are being violated.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Poverty in Haiti means poor hygiene, unsanitary conditions, and no power. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says that on top of that, the solutions to these problems can sometimes do more harm than good.
Without electricity, they are using candles and lanterns. They're using charcoal for cooking. So there's all kinds of open flame when you don't have electricity available to you.
And that's why For Haiti with Love has a nationally known burn clinic.
We will see an average of 130 to 150 burn patients a month, and that's all ages and all different kinds of reasons.
It's not just about healing physical wounds, though. The burn clinic allows For Haiti with Love to meet a spiritual need.
The girls are constantly reminding them that the clinic is there by the grace of God, that the supplies are all provided by God's people, and that this is God's assistance for their problem.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Today, 70% of the church is in what's been historically called the Global South, says Operation Mobilization's Jeff Peters. And this information is shifting missions. Peters shares.
The primary focus, the tip of the spear, as we say, are those same culture or near culture believers who can move just within their own village or just one village over and really begin to form a new community of Christ followers in those places, because they themselves are not so foreign. They're not so completely seen with an outsider's lens.
These Christians don't need visas and don't have to learn a new language to be a missionary. They just need resources. And that's where OM is helping.
And so when we are going to equip same and near culture believers, the minute that they say, yes, I'm a disciple of Christ, we then need to develop systems and models that can mobilize those very people to go out and do the work of building the mission, building the kingdom.
Please pray for OM as it focuses on seeing communities worldwide build up Christ followers, and ask God to clearly lead OM and to make this a smooth missions transition. Get details about OM's work with local churches and more from today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.